So it's like sounds like we're pretty blessed in terms of having like study guides in English, like just so we can learn the basics of Pali and go straight to the suttas.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the benefits of not being brought up in the culture. There's always advantages and disadvantages, or benefits and drawbacks, you know, in terms of everything. So there's a benefit that we have in being able to just not even feel compelled or confused by the fact, oh, we'll just go straight to the suttas. Like Ajahn Buddhadasa was considered really radical. I think the Northeast, there were monks who were very knowledgeable as well as good teachers, a very good friend of, like Jaukun Upali, a very exceptional monk who was both, he straddled that practice study divide, and that was somebody who Ajahn Mun would go and check in with and talk with get some guidance from or some perspectives from what did the Buddha say about this? What did the suttas say about this? But he was also somebody who was, one, he was well known as for his knowledge, and he was also a skillful teacher, preacher. But he would also take off and go off on Tudong or go and practice in quiet places and then come back.